All right, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. If you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okie dokie doke.
Mr. Secretary, could you please take the roll call?
Okay. Commissioner Longton.
Absent.
Commissioner Terry.
Present.
Commissioner Gillette.
Absent.
Absent. Commissioner Pike.
Present.
Commissioner Deterns, I am here. Commissioner PDF, you are here. Commissioner Kobluk, he's absent right now. Commissioner Summers.
Yes.
He's here. And Chair Perkins.
Here.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah.
We do not have any alternates being seated this evening.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Six people.
People, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, from staff, there are no additions or changes to the agenda. Does the commission have any?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to the approval of minutes from the June 24th, 2025 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second that motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Next, we have an item on the agenda for remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. At this time, we invite anyone to come forward and make a comment about an item that is not already on the agenda for discussion. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item 7. This evening, we have a public hearing. This is for 25 sub 4, which is 257 Chesterfield Road, 029-0666-001 for a four-lot re-subdivision. The owner is Zachary Cash. The applicant is Michael DeSottles. The application was submitted in June, and last month we set a public hearing. This evening, the applicant will not be presenting. Meredith, what do we need to know about this? Thank you. open it before any comments from staff? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing for 25 sub 4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay. Public hearing is open. Meredith, what do we need to know?
Okay. I will be very brief. The applicant and his land surveyor are not here tonight to present to the commission. They are working on my technical review comments as well as the town engineer's technical review comments. They will be submitting a revised plan that should be addressing those comments. They were aware that the public hearing would be open tonight and that I would ask that the commission continue it to the next meeting in August.
Thank you. So since the public hearing has been opened, we're going to follow a normal procedure, which is to ask for anyone in favor that would like to make a comment to come forward and do so. And then I'll ask for anyone that is opposed to the application to come forward and make a comment if they would like to do so. I'll ask for each of those in favor and opposed three times. We do ask that you try and keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. And then we'll take a vote on continuing until August. So I will ask for the first time if anyone in favor would like to come forward and make comment. Would anyone like to make comment in opposition to the application? Comment in favor? Comment in opposition. comment in favor? Comment in opposition? Okay, hearing no comment, I will entertain a motion to continue the public hearing to August.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm just curious, Meredith, this is on the back at the end of Ortega?
Yes.
Yep. That way, okay, got it, thank you.
Yes. Yep. And there are some pictures in your staff report. I know they don't give you 100% view of the property, but Stacy and I tried to show you on Chesterfield where they were.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor for the motion to be continued, I'm sorry, all those in favor for the public hearing to be continued to August?
Aye.
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Okay, the public hearing will be continued until next month. Because we're continuing the public hearing, there is no need for item 7B, which is discussion and decision on this same property. We'll move on to item 8A, which is old business, 25 Site 5, 375 Maple Avenue, 031-015-000 and 031-019-000, Route 163, Industrial Trailer Storage Facility. Thank you. The owner applicant is Rand Whitney Realty, LLC. The application was submitted in June, and a decision is required by August. We do have a commissioner that is recusing himself due to a conflict. Commissioner Piñez is stepping out of the room. All right, this item was also continued from our June meeting. We do have the applicant here to make a presentation, or the applicant's representative to make a presentation.
Yes.
Okay, do so at this time.
Good evening. For the record, Harry Heller, 736 Route 32 in Uncasville, representing the applicant Rand Whitney Realty, LLC. With me this evening is Darren Haywood, our design consulting engineer from CLA Engineers, who has prepared the site plan. This is an application for a trailer storage facility, portions of which are on two adjoining properties. The primary property is about a three-acre lot known as 375 Maple Avenue. The entire trailer storage facility will be located on that property. There is another property adjoining it to the east owned by Rand Whitney. It does not have a street number because it doesn't have any buildings on it, but extends to Route 163, and it's located on the westerly side of Route 163 and primarily accommodates Rockland Pond. On the Route 163 property, the improvements that are being constructed in conjunction with this application are the stormwater management facilities for this project, as well as a internal roadway interconnection from the trailer storage facility to Robertson Road. Now, Robertson Road is a discontinued town road that is now owned by Rand Whitney Realty. And the finished end of the manufacturing facility is located on Robertson Road. So this facility will provide a much more convenient mechanism for loading finished product that comes off of the finished end of the paper machine into tractor trailers, which will be stored in this trailer storage facility. What it is a big industrial parking lot. And it is located in the industrial zoning district. The stormwater management system for the project has been designed with a series of grass swales. Stormwater runoff will not be in a closed drainage system, but it will sheet flow by grading off of the paved areas to the grass stormwater swales. Those swales lead to a series of sediment forebays that are located on the property where the stormwater will retain be retained for a period of time for residency to settle out suspended solids in the stormwater stream. During higher intensity storms, water flows out of the sediment forebay through a riprap embankment on the top of a 4-foot berm that separates the sediment forebay from the stormwater detention basins. And then it goes into the detention basins and is metered out at a rate that attenuates peak storm runoff to levels which are at or below those which exist today. So the stormwater system is designed, number one, to ensure that there is no downstream flooding. Peak rates of runoff will not be increased as a result of the development. And number two, it has been designed to meet the requirements of the 2024 Stormwater Quality Manual with respect to the treatment of stormwater. And of course, when water in small storm events, it just infiltrates into the ground because the entire area of 375 Maple Avenue is a Merrimack soil, which is a highly permeable sand and gravel. So in small storm events, it just infiltrates into the groundwater. In higher intensity storm events, there is a spillway, a riprap spillway, and the water will exit through the top of the basin into Oxabroxo Brook, below the dam that creates Rockland Pond. Now, when we talk about economic development in the town of Montville, obviously we all have a concern about encouraging new development to come into town. But just as important as encouraging new development is making sure that we accommodate the needs of existing businesses in town. And the Rand Whitney manufacturing facility, through technological advances, is producing a lot more paper per hour than its original design contemplated. As a result of that, more storage is needed for trailers, both empty trailers waiting to be loaded with storage, and then loaded trailers to be parked until such time as they can be taken out by a tractor to their final destination. At this facility, Rand Whitney manufactures what's called linerboard. You all know what corrugated cardboard is with the little ripple in the middle. Well, linerboard is the smooth surface on both sides. And that linerboard comes out in rolls and is then taken to another manufacturing facility where it's glued to the ripple to make the corrugated paperboard. So that's what's coming out of the finished end of this plant. We are providing lighting, which is required for safety in the parking area. And we have incorporated into the revised plans an illumination plan designed by a lighting engineer. And all of the lighting in the parking area is down lighting. And the lighting plan shows the lumens throughout the parking area and on adjacent properties. And it demonstrates that there will be no light escaping the site onto anyone else's property that adjoins it. In conjunction with this development, there is an existing drainage culvert in the middle of the property, which accommodates stormwater, not from Maple Avenue, but from Sharp Hill Road and Carroll Drive, mm-hmm. and discharges through a 30-inch culvert on this property. That has never been memorialized by an easement in favor of the town of Montville. In conjunction with this development, the applicant, at the applicant's expense, will be rebuilding and slightly relocating that drainage system, and we will be granting an easement to the town. We drafted an easement, we received some review comments from the town engineer, and we've agreed to those revisions. So before a zoning permit is issued, that easement will be executed and will be filed in the land records. I believe that we have addressed all of the review comments of the town engineer, the police department, the building official, the WPCA, and the land use department. The application is in compliance with the requirements of the zoning regulations. It is a use permitted in the industrial zoning district with site plan approval, and I'd urge the commission to approve it. If you have any questions, either of myself or Mr. Haywood, we'll be glad to address them.
Thank you, Attorney Heller. Could you also give us a little bit of information about these determinations of applicability that you're requesting?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. The zoning regulations require that when we submit a site plan, we designate all of the properties located within 100 feet of the application parcel and what the uses are on those properties. So we have submitted a plan dated June 16, 2025, that provides that information with respect to the properties located along Maple Avenue. Those are the only properties that are potentially affected by this application. The only activity occurring on the Route 163 property is a little bit of vegetative screening along the stormwater quality basin and the detention basin. And Rockland Pond separates any area of activity from Route 163. So we've requested a waiver of providing the requested the required information under two sections of your site plan regulations because it's remote from the area of activity and it has no applicability.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other questions for Attorney Heller?
Yes. So is there going to be a requirement? Will there be a requirement to open up Maple Avenue for this drainage that Rand Whitney's going to slightly modify? What do you mean slightly modified?
So I'm looking at sheet 5 of the site development plan. Mm-hmm. This catch basin in Maple Avenue is being rebuilt, and horizontally, this is moving just a couple of feet to the northwest.
So the thoroughfare is only going to be touched by the catch basin?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yep. And one other thing I should point out, too. In the revised plans, we are proposing a landscaping berm along the entire frontage of this parking area. So it'll be an earthen berm stabilized with wood chips and planted with 6 foot high vegetation at the time of planting. So even though there's no specific requirement in the regulations, it will provide some separation because there are residential properties across the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Summers.
That drive access to Rand Whitney Road, is that going to be transported with the jockey trucks?
With the yard truck, yes.
Not the SMIs, just because it's a tight turn.
Yeah.
On that, okay.
And that will be the primary movement because the empty trucks will be brought in with the yard truck. Mm-hmm. They will be loaded off of the finished end of the paper machine. And if they're not going right out, it'll be brought back with the yard truck parked until it's ready to go out.
Okay.
When it does go out, it's going to go out Robertson Road to Route 163 okay. to 395.
Yeah, I was just concerned about that turn at that property corner
yeah.
being tight. So, thank you.
Yeah, the CLA did run a WB67 template over it, and it does make the turn.
Okay. Thank you.
For questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Heller. Meredith, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Attorney Heller highlighted almost everything on my staff report. I did put in my staff report on the second page that in 2013, UCB, our former assessor, did request a legal opinion from at the time his town attorney Perry, who square feet, so they did add that as we have requested. that in the application. As Attorney Miller stated, they did give us a truck turning radius for a WB67. They're not proposing any signs at this time. They also stated that they will have a gate, a double leaf guard gate, restricting access on the Maple Avenue side. All of my comments have been addressed, and all of other town departments' comments have been addressed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any follow-up questions?
So what about just, you know, snow removal mitigation material like salt and sand? How is that going to be addressed from running off into running off the property?
I am going to refer to Attorney
Heller. That is the purpose of both the whole stormwater management system, the grass swales. Now, granted, you're not going to have the uptake in the winter that you have in the summer.
Agreed.
But you do get residence time both in the sediment forebay and in the stormwater basin itself. That's how you manage it.
That's based on the square footage just being 70,000.
Correct. It's size based on the storm, on the square footage and the amount of runoff in certain design storm events.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So on page 4 of the staff report, there is a suggested motion for determination of applicability. Would anyone like to make the motion?
Sure, I'll do it.
Thank you.
I make a motion to find that ZR section 17.4.8 and 17.4.3, for the reasons stated in the application materials and staff report dated July 22nd, 2025, are not necessary or required to reach a decision on application 25, site 5.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Mr. Secretary, would you mind doing a roll call vote, please?
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Well, he's not here. Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette?
Not here.
Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Commissioner Jordan, in favor. Not here. Not here. Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
Any chairperson?
In favor.
Okay, everybody's in favor.
Okay, the motion for determination of applicability as read into the record is approved. Right after that, we've got a suggested motion for a favorable approval. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve with condition numbers 1 through 22, as indicated in the staff report dated July 22nd, 2025. Application number 25, site 5, for the development of an industrial trailer parking facility and relocation of drainage system and site improvements at 375 Maple Avenue, 031-015-000, and parcel ID 031-019-000, Route 163, in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations and the application supporting documentation, and a plan set entitled Site Improvement Plan Proposed Trailer Storage Facility, 375 Maple Avenue, Route 163, Town of Montville, Connecticut. Prepared for Rand Whitney Realty, LLC, 370 Route 163, P.O. Box, Box 336, Montville, Connecticut, zip code 06353. Prepared by CLA Engineers, Inc., dated June 2nd, 2025, revised July 21st, 2025.
Second.
First and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote.
Okay. He's not here. And Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
Yes. He's not here. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
And self, yes, favor. He's not here. Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
And Chairperson?
In favor. Okay, the application has been approved. Thank you very much. We just need to retrieve Commissioner Pinas before we continue.
Yo, Bill.
Good
still got a job.
Commissioner Pinas has rejoined us, so we'll move on to item 9A, new business. This is 25 site 6, 61 Hunters Run, 036-006-000 for a 42 by 60 foot accessory structure. The owner applicant is Eric and Kathleen Trishita. The application was submitted in July, and a decision is required by the end of September. Are we doing an application presentation this evening or just a staff report?
I'll do the staff report. The applicant is here if anyone has any questions.
Sure.
This is like others that have come before us recently. It's larger than 1,200 square feet, so therefore it has to come to the commission versus being approved via zoning permit. That is on the roster. We have attached the pictures. Stacy and I can go out there, and the property owner had the location staked out of the large property. There is currently the mayor of Lorad in the single family residence, so they are asking for a detached 42 by 60 foot outbuilding to be used as an accessory structure. 2,520 square feet. I have referred this out to the building department. I did not receive any comments back. I referred it out to them as well. They have provided comments. I referred it out to Public Works. It's nowhere near the street, but I sent it to them. I also sent it to the fire marshal, and I did not receive any comments. All departments will be, their comments will be under the building application, building permit application, so they'll have a chance to comment then. I have a motion in the packet. If anyone has any questions, the applicant is here.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Meredith or the applicant? Okay, there's a suggested motion for approval in the packet.
I make a motion to approve application 25 site 6 to construct a 42 foot by 60 foot 2,520 square foot building as an accessory structure to the single family residence in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations and the application. Supporting documentation and a plan set entitled Improvement Location Survey, property of Eric Trishita and Kathleen Trishita, Teresa Trishita, located at 61 Hunters Run, Montville, Connecticut, dated June 14th, 2025, prepared by Star Surveying, LLC.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Okay, let's do a roll call vote, please.
Okie dokie. Not here. Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
Not here. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Up here in favor. Commissioner Pinas?
In favor.
Kublik not here. Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
And Chairperson Lund?
In favor.
Everybody's in favor.
Okay, the application has been approved. Thank you. All right, next we'll move on to zoning matters and the zoning enforcement officer report. Officer Radford.
This is Radford, County Wetlands Officer, for the record. This is the zoning wetlands report for the period of June 24th, 2025 through July 21st, 2025. There were a total number of 232 inquiries. Zoning permits open at the beginning of this reporting period were 406. Total number of 15 zoning permits were closed with the issuances come up with a more accurate number now that we're fully staffed.
Great.
Were there any questions?
Nope.
I feel one coming.
I guess I do have a question. So is that person out of the storage unit? Is that correct?
With the assistance of the police department, that person is no longer in that storage unit.
Are you living in it?
I haven't gone and done a final inspection to confirm that, but I have received notification from the police that they've been relocated.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We do not have a land use director report. We do not have other business. We do have three pieces of correspondence. These are just for our information. The first is from the town of Preston. It's a CGS referral dated June 24th regarding a zoning text amendment for a home occupation renewal. They want to change it from an annual requirement to every 4 years, as well as adding an application fee for the Thames River Overlay Development District. Their public hearing is
tonight.
Yeah, tonight. We also received correspondence from the town of Waterford dated June 18th regarding an application for special permit and site plan for 109 Huntsbrook Road for farm-centered agritourism events. The public hearing is again this evening. And then finally, we received correspondence from the town of Basra, another CGS referral dated June 30th regarding an application for a special exception and site plan for 410 Salem Turnpike for an event venue. And their public hearing is August 14th. Meredith, do you want to add anything to those? We do not have an executive session this evening, so that brings us to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Back of that thing.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I just realized, too. She's right.
Oh, yeah. More work done.
That's right.